You have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has become of America today. Picture this. You're going to be meeting up with George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin. They want to know what has happened to America, and the question that I have for you is, what will you say to them? This meeting will determine for our founding forefathers if what they sacrificed at so great a cost and gave their lives in the service of was all the well worth it. They want to know if the posterity that they entrusted their beloved country to had taken up the task with honor as to the preservation of our freedoms as a nation, our morals, principles, and the Christian values that this country was founded upon over 247 years ago. You would have to explain to them that this is not the same nation as to the one that they gave us. You would have to explain to them how 3,700 babies are murdered in the womb every day by their own mothers with the approval of all of those who stand by and do nothing. You would have to explain to them how men now marry men and women now marry women with government's consent, and how children in public schools are being violated every day by sexual predators. You would have to explain to them how blasphemy, fornication, and lewdness are now commonplace in our society as a whole. And despite all of this, the pulpits in America, for the most part, remain silent and have now become a reproach to the nation. You would have to tell them that drinking, gambling, lying, stealing, and doing whatever it is that you want, as long as it feels good, have become the status quo. Instead of a love for God, country, your fellow man, and doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, you would have to convey to them that the American people, again, for the most part, have stood down, tolerated, and enabled a tyrannical administration, which are now willing and knowingly destroying America. You would have to bring them up to speed on why the American people have tolerated criminal administration after criminal administration to remain without consequence to the numerous laws in which they have continuously transgressed. You would even have to explain to them how that now the government has their hooks into nearly every portion of our lives, even to the point where if we want to go fishing in our own lake outside our back doors, or build a fire outside our front doors, or own a gun, which is our God-given right protected by the Second Amendment, you now have to ask for and receive the government's permission by asking for a permit? What do you think after telling them all of this would be the look on their faces? Would it be sadness, disbelief, or shame? Would George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin experience deep sorrow in their hearts that they sacrificed so much for nothing? Was this the posterity that they fought so much for? A cowardly bunch of immoral men and women who stood down to tyranny, fell to immorality, and let the government control every angle of their lives? What would they be thinking after they heard all of this? I can only imagine. The disgrace the American people have brought upon the sacrifice of her forefathers because of her immoralities and unwillingness to fight the same battles that they did. After bringing our founding forefathers this news, the only thing a reasonable person could do would be to bow their heads in shame. What a disgrace! Not to mention the hundreds of thousands of men who have fought, bled, and died to preserve this great nation since the founding era. What would our founding fathers do in your position if they switched places with you today? If they had the opportunity to right the wrongs and fight against immorality in all forms of tyranny, how would they act? What would they do? Would they have let things get so bad as to the point where the American people have today? Would they have tolerated these long trains of abuses? History answers that question quickly enough. Absolutely not. Read the Declaration of Independence. 3/4 of that documentation is what our forefathers threw off concerning the tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, rightly stated,
BBS Radio,
posterity.com. You will never know how much it costs the present generation.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we again have much to cover. And it's important for people to understand what's going on here. You know, it's interesting. The Lord says over and over again in the book of Jeremiah, I'm on chapter 20 right now, and I'm just slowly going through, and it's I don't want to say the rhetoric, because I don't want to be disrespectful in any sense of the word, but the rhetorical, the redundancy of the same words being used over and over as to why a nation is being judged keeps popping up. And what it is the people have despised my law. They have despised his law, his government. In America, you are responsible for that because that's what you're established upon. But I keep hearing it over and over and over again. And the Lord says, if you want to write this, and I'll withhold the evil that I intend to do to you, is when you amend your ways. You execute justice between you and your brother. And if that fails to go forward on the behalf of disobedient people, then the Lord's going to destroy that nation. And it's over. Folks, you're not going to go throughout the Word of God and not see it 100 times over, at least, as to why countries are being destroyed or why they're being turned into hell. As a matter of fact, it says, as much as people would like to withhold the Word of God when it comes to the modern-day converts, the antinomianists who have no regard for God's moral law, and the anarchists that we see them that they've raised up concerning the new generation, these are the same ones that have somehow or another taken all of the justice and the judgment and the hatred of sin out of the nature of God and have left nothing but a God that does not exist. And that's, in fact, exactly where America is today. You know, one of the things that I aim to do every single show that we do here is show you the answer. And the answer is to right the wrongs. You know, when you look at the book of Jeremiah, again, even going back to that lone prophet, all alone, who would not go into the assemblies of those that were dissemblers or mockers or those that profaned the temple of God. They had no regard for the things of the Lord anymore. He would have nothing to do with them. And the Lord kept giving him the word over and over and over again. And then it got to the point where he gave the word and then the people turned on him. And he said, "Lord, they're rewarding me evil for good. I intended them to do good, not evil." this shows you how backwards of a people that we are dealing with in this country today, that have taken the character of God and understand that he is a just, first and foremost, he's a holy God and he's a just judge, that have created him to be a figment in the imagination of the peoples in this country. And they're still trying to figure out what's going on in this country. I want to go over to Psalm 11 really quick, and I want you to listen to this. It says, God judgeth the righteous and God is angry with the wicked every day. It also tells us in the book of Psalm 50, consider this, you that forces, and there be none to deliver. I mean, that's pretty insane if you think about it, isn't it? But isn't that the God that the American people have created? And yet when you look around as to what's going on in their country today, and I'm talking to Americans today, you're trying to figure out what's going on. Why is it that you won't pay attention to the obvious here? The lawless are having their way because the lawful will not enforce the commandments of God. It's that simple. Well, Bradley, I've heard you say that 1,000 times. Well, apparently the American people need to hear me 1,001 times because therein lies the problem. And now what they have is the lawless continuously attacking their own country. People are trying to say, how can this be the judgment of God when these wicked people are doing the things that they're doing? You have to understand that throughout Scripture, when the Lord used corrupt men, he used them to bring chastisements first, and then if the people wouldn't turn, he would then turn with judgments upon the people. God used the wicked men in the evil men, and he would use them to judge his people. And don't for one moment think all you bad guys think you're off the hook. No, you're just being used for a moment like Nebuchadnezzar was. And you better understand that when you're done being used for bringing chastisement and judgment upon his people, that those judgments are going to fall on you a lot harder. I know you think you're in control, but you're in the control of nothing. All men are in the hand of God, and he turns their hearts whithersoever he wills. Okay, so it's important for you guys to understand what we're going to be talking about today. I want to bring you over to California. I've got some friends over in California. I've been having conversations with a couple of them as to what has in fact transpired there in California. But before we do, I want you to understand clearly, you Americans have watched administration after administration after administration after administration attack you through their policies, undermining the law that's supposed to be enforced to keep us free. Am I right or am I wrong? No matter how many times I tell you, and no matter how many times I show you the fruit on the branches of the wicked that you continuously yield yourselves over to and submit yourselves to, you refuse to hear the word of God. And you refuse to hear the word of God, and the Lord said that I will destroy that nation. I will turn that nation into hell that refuseth to know me, that departeth wickedly from me. That's what he said. That is exactly what's happening today. If you want a reference, go to Psalm 9, 16 and 17. Folks, I want to show you what judgment looks like because this is where we're at. This is Joseph Mengele. I brought this up several times. And he's the one that said he was, again, the angel of death under none other than Adolf Hitler. He was a heinous criminal. This was a guy that thought he was above the law, and he acted just like the devil, his father, John 8:44. And what did he do? He stole, he murdered, and he destroyed the lives of millions because the people in Germany, 80 million people during that time, refused to deal with the corrupt. And because they refused to deal with the corrupt, you know, as a matter of fact, they took it so far as not to refuse to deal with the corrupt. What they did is they in turn helped the corrupt is what they did. And they aided the corrupt to power. It's exactly what you're seeing in America today through the said conservatives of the day, friends, who are worthless. They're to be trodden under the foot of men. They call themselves conservatives, but if you look at them, they are not preserving nothing, friends. They're adding strength to tyranny day by day by getting the American people to believe that, well, you know what, this is the best that we've got. He's doing better than the last administration, though it doesn't line up with his profession, nor does it line up with the fruit that he bears on his branches. But no matter how many times I tell you that, you just keep going right along. You get caught up into the same cycle. Every 2 years, every 4 years, you fail to deal with the wicked. Read Jeremiah 5:28. And again, that's why this is happening today. How far will this go? This is what I want you to see. Joseph Mengele said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. The more that we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Hey, folks, I'll tell you what. Why don't you ask foreign countries that have fallen under attack of the CIA and other corrupt agencies that your government has created? So because now you're beginning to taste your own medicine is what's happening.
Wisconsin
here.
Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob at wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truths found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
The world is yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man who is fully consecrated unto him, D.L. Moody.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, I'm just thinking out loud right now. I remember when I was in the rock and roll days, and I remember being very convicted, heavily convicted. John 16, starting verse 8, he comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, speaking of the Holy Ghost, to work godly repentance in us. And I remember I was just kind of like really curious about the things of the Lord, and I remember opening up Deuteronomy 28. And I'll tell you what, when I read that, it was just like, oh my gosh, I mean, that's just heavy stuff. But you know what? It's happening. That heavy stuff is happening because the people refuse to deal with those that are bringing that heavy stuff. And it falls within the American people concerning their sin. And sin is what you are, folks, your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23. It's amazing what the American people will put up with. It absolutely is amazing, to say the least. I don't know how to say it any other way than the way I just said it. It is amazing me. It confounds me. It puzzles me. I mean, how a nation could go to sleep in the face of the government murdering its own babies, the government creating crisis and then injecting them with a bioweapon where 20 million people are now dead, and they still act like they don't know what's going on. Well, doesn't that fall right back to what Mengele said? The more that we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you? Yeah. I mean, folks, it's not like they're telling you the truth today. There is no truth in the devil nor his minions. And if they do tell you the truth, they usually blurt it out in their confusion. And that may happen once in a while, but I can tell you right now, friends, that's not where we're at in any sense of the word. Now, I want to go over to a conversation I had before we start rolling here. I got a lot of videos to show you. He's a friend of mine. I don't agree with everything, but he's a friend of mine. And when I was talking to him today, he's totally pro-Trump, just so you know what I was talking about, because what I'm highlighting right now, God is judging this nation through the wicked that are being sold to you as the good. As a matter of fact, John Calvin was right. He said that when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. And see, the problem is those that are supporting these wicked rulers that are saying he's good are the same people that are trying to justify their own sin. And it's not going to fly in the face of a just and a holy God, period. Well, what was interesting is when I was talking with them, I said, so what is it that you're hitting right now? What are the topics, some of the topics that you're talking about on the radio right now? And he had said something about being concerned about Donald Trump's appointees. And I said, well, wait a second. You know, you guys are the ones that are promoting Donald Trump all day long. I said, so now what you're finding is him turning on his own promises already. And of course, he didn't want to acknowledge that, but he acknowledged that. Hey, folks, I do want you to understand something. This right here, this is Donald Trump promising deportation force. This was in 2015. It's the same promises that he's given to the American people today concerning draining the swamp. I want you to all understand something. There would have been no Joe Biden. There would have been no Kamala Harris if Donald Trump would have drained the swamp the first time around. You had a Joe Biden who was kicked off the campaign trail in 1988 for plagiarism, for lying to the American people. Everybody knows he's corrupt from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Everybody already knows that, but they tolerated him. They sat back and believed the media that told you that 80 million people voted him in. No matter how many times I told you that his Twitter account was a fake, people weren't showing up at his campaigns, it didn't matter. If you didn't believe it, you would have responded to that lie. Because why? Truth demands a response. Did you respond to the fact that you know that there was massive voter fraud taking place throughout the country? Did you respond to the fact that the mainstream media lied to you and told you that 80 million people put him in the People's White House? No. Did you pay attention to the fact that after he got there through voter fraud, did you pay attention to the fact that he used your father's and your dad, call them what you want to call them, your grandfather's, your brothers, your cousins, your uncles, your friends, your neighbors, to protect him, namely in our military, to protect him from the 80 million people that allegedly voted him into office? Did you respond to that truth? No. Read Jeremiah 5:28. That applies to you. If you're not standing against it, you're guilty of it. And how do 343 million people sit back and say, what can we do about it in the face of less than 1.7% of the population? Now, let me go back to Donald Trump really quick. I just showed you a little meme where it said that in 2015, he was going to do a massive deportation. Did he do that? No. Did he build the wall the way that he promised that he was going to build the wall? No, he did not. Remember, it started out at $4 billion, then it went to $5 billion. And every interview that he did, it went up to $10 million, $11 billion, billion. Then it went to $12 billion. Then it went to $25 billion. And then it went from Mexico's going to pay for the wall to you're going to pay for the wall, and then Mexico's going to pay you back. Now they're talking about removing the borders on the southern and northern to make it one continent. And guess whose idea that is? Yours truly. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. I also want to show you this. This is brand new. All of you that support the wicked, all of you that call yourselves conservatives, you're the problem. You are the problem because you are not preserving, in any sense of the word, who we are as a people. What you're doing is you are aiding and you are strengthening the hands of evil men to continue on to do to your children and your grandchildren up and coming, because you think somehow or another you're out of here pretty soon, only to meet your judge that you failed to obey.
prepare to meet your God. You better understand something, folks. When you go through the Word of God and you see the judgments of God, when He takes a hold of it and He says, there's nothing more, don't even pray for this people, they're done, that is not a place that you want to put yourself, but that is a place that you are incrementally putting yourself to when you support wicked men and strengthening the hands of evil men. This is brand new. Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, has told what they call Republican lawmakers to reduce their expectations of mass deportations. So they're going back. He's recanting. He's rewinding on his promises to do massive deportation. What the meme says right here, it says GOP Rep. Daryl Issa, who's made hundreds of millions of dollars, by the way, by being in office, said after meeting with Homan, we are not having a discussion about 20 million deportations. We are having a discussion about order, priority, and expectation. So what's happening? He's recanting on his promises once again. This is the guy that calls himself the father of the vaccine. And the people at large in this country were just all about reushering him back into the people's White House to reoccupy, to do it again. Does that sound like common sense came into play when it came to the American people? Or does this sound like that there's something missing? That's what's funny, friends, to me. When I see them accuse the left of what they tolerate, you know what? The right is worse than the left. Why? Because they tolerate what they know is wrong. And that's why I continuously tell you what Edmund Burke was said was wrong. And I respect Edmund Burke. He probably just didn't think this all the way through. We've all done it. But he said, when evil prevails because good men do nothing, again, I want to remind you all that there's nothing further from the truth than that statement. Why? Because good men do not allow evil to prevail. God is judging this nation. I've told you probably about a year and a half ago, maybe a year ago, I remember when I got it and I said, the judgments of God are going to increase seven times more. And it's funny, this long-haired rocker dude that's been saved by the grace of God comes in trying to warn people, and all of a sudden it goes for naught until one of their conservative talking heads comes to the realization as to what we told you 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago. All of a sudden, somehow or another, it's validated. And you know what? I don't care about the credit. I care that the American people hold the corrupt accountable for their crimes, because that's what the Lord demands His people to do. And if we fail to do it, well, we're just inviting more of this to happen, friends. Read Amos 6:3. We talked about that scripture for quite some time, let me tell you. So going back to the point that I wanted to make really quick, friends, all of a sudden the said Trump supporters are starting to notice that he's going back on his promises. Well, he did it the first time. And what's worse than that is even for you to suggest that this guy, this con man, is somehow legitimate. Are you kidding me? He's still out there, by the way, speaking of the jab. Did you know that he's still out there promoting the jab, talking about how many lives he saved? Hey, by the way, friends, go ahead and look up at the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, afternoon show, morning show, Tim Brown on the right side of the page. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, by the way, 281-845-4704. If you want to defend the indefensible, I would love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. I'm showing a brand new picture posted on January 9th of a little 11-year-old girl who died from a heart attack in her sleep from the shot. The law of the land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly stated as follows. Marbury versus Madison. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Miranda versus Arizona. President Theodore Roosevelt was right when he stated that the things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price, peace at any price, safety first instead of duty first, the love of soft living, and the get-rich-quick theory. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Yep, they will.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth, and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God, and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com. Here, let me give you a prime example. I need to get to the content here, friends. This is the fastest radio show on national radio. If you, by the way, want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you want to justify what you can't concerning what we just talked about, please do. You know, facts speak a lot louder than opinions, let me tell you that. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because, as you know, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Turn your television off. Turn your modern-day conservatives off. They are the problem, friends. Rest assured. The Lord told us to beware of them in Matthew 5:16. If the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. Matthew 15. I believe it's verse 16. Let me show you and prove my point, okay? A lot of the stuff that we've been sharing here, the Lord gave us foreknowledge a long time ago. Every generation he does by his written word.
Did you hear what I said? By his written word. This is what was going to happen if you failed to take heed to me. Well, no one wants to listen to that until one of their idols. Oh, let's just take not a politician in this case. Let's take a movie actor. Let's take a compromised actor, which, by the way, I would say probably has more light than most of them. His name is Mel Gibson. And I want to bring it over to him. And I want you to listen carefully because now the people will listen to what he has to say. Because it's coming again from one of their idols. They don't pay attention to that he's deluded at every given corner of his life and what he promotes. But let's go ahead and listen to him here because you know what? In fact, on this point, Mel just happens to be right. And I want you to hear this because, it highlights what the fires are all about.
Story.
Okay.
I have three friends.
Okay, you know what, friends? I don't want to bring you there. I don't want to bring you there right now. You guys have probably seen the ad on Fox News where Mel Gibson came out, and what he said without saying it is, why did they do this, number one, in California, and number two is we know who did this, and he did everything but say what needed to be said. Now, why would he do that? Because he's a globalist. But aside of that, the other day I had showed this to you, and I want you to listen to it again because I did a little due diligence after I watched this. Check this out. This is about the fires in California.
About how the firefighters have no water at all. Isn't that kind of odd? The other weird one was, look at this fire. It's on one side, and that's on the other, but it's not on anything in between. The other odd part is all these cars blocking the roads. Everybody just got out, started running, which makes no sense, and block the roads. And then there's all these videos of the fire jumping from house to house, but not burning anything in between.
This
Check
is
this
a
out.
Fact.
Lawsuits claim faulty PG&E smart meters started their house fire. Could this be the culprit? Then I was doing some more research on smart meter fires. Look at this. Just pops up. Tons of them. Interesting. So then I decided
smart meters.
What's in the smart meter? And check this. Lithium batteries, just like those Teslas which were left out on the street. And when they catch fire, the firefighters can't put them out. Isn't this kind of interesting? Then I decided to go way back to the San Francisco fires. Remember when the tops of the buildings only burned, but everything else remained? Check this. San Francisco Gaslight merges with PG&E. It's been going on for a long time, it seems.
Yes, it has, and that's one of the things that goes back to Jeremiah 6:16, that it's going to repeat itself if the people fail to learn from history. And so here we are. I got another video for you, and I just want to validate it with video, okay, guys? It's always safe there. And this is a Californian who witnessed a mysterious phenomenon in the sky. And what you're going to see is pretty bizarre, friends. It's not conspiratorial in the sense of theory. It's not a theory. I mean, a picture's worth a thousand words. How much more a 30-second video, right? But I want you to see this because, again, what we're seeing is a repeat of what took place in Maui. Not only are we seeing energy weapons being used on
what
film.
What about the rest of the neighborhood, Mel? Your neighbor?
On film, right? On film. But what's also interesting to note, friends, is it's also being it's also exposing some of these other things that we're covering right now. Now, that was very bizarre. I just lost that video somehow or another. I just lost that video. And I'm going to go ahead, just for the sake of being stubborn about it, until I can get that video for you. And I want you to see it for yourself, what it is that we're picking up here, friends, because, again, this kind of stuff isn't happening just by chance. Now, again, some of you people are probably seeing this images on video right now. It's glitching. I have over 100 megabytes coming into this house, and somehow or another, we're glitching. And it's always when we begin to talk about issues that matter the most, right? And, again, that's where we're at right now. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just be stubborn about this and I'm going to find this and I want you again to see it for yourself. It looks like a machine gun going off is what it looks like. And again, I'm going back over to it right now and I'm hoping that we can pull it right back up. It was right after this one. I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, pretty strange, folks. Pretty strange. Now the second video is not showing up neither. Now, the third video is not showing up neither, but I'll go back to this one. Let's just go to this, and during the break, I'll find it for you. Incredible. I've driven this road out of Malibu. It's called the the PCH? I'm sorry. The PCH. Yeah, everything. Oh, you got to be kidding me. It's called, I'm waiting for it to pull back up. This is a highway that runs right by Malibu. I'm not from California, so do forgive me. But I want you to go ahead and pay attention to these images. These houses are completely burned down. Notice on the other side, there's no trees. Okay, so there was nothing to burn. But yet, when you drive down the line of condos that are right on the ocean, somehow or another, they seem to be burnt out. Okay, we're going to get to something on that. We're also noticing that homes were burnt. The trees weren't. There's images again in videos of energy weapons being used to spark many of these fires. Remember the Canada fires? Was it about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago? I had video of helicopters starting those fires. But in this particular case, there's something more sinister going on. Okay, something's setting those fires off inside of the homes. That's what's going on. Many people are equating this to the smart meters. I do want to let you know that I did get off the phone this morning, and I was talking to some of the people at the county where our studios are at, and I asked them the question as to why they're using smart meters. And what I did is I conveyed to her what's going on in California right now. She tried to denounce the fact, you know, California's got its problems, so on and so forth. I said, no. I said, there's videos and there's pictures and images of the sides of the house where they would put a smart meter on the side of that house to start those fires. And you can clearly see what's going on here. I said, I need to talk to someone in legal, because what I'm going to do, friends, because we noticed that they're doing this in the state of Minnesota as well, we're going to take... we're going to take a picture of the meter, and we're going to get a notarized letter, and we're going to send it to legal, and we're going to tell them, and we're going to also send it to our insurance companies, and we're going to let them know exactly what's going on in California, because this isn't conspiratorial in the sense, again, of being a theory. Nope, it's in fact happening, friends. And what am I talking about again? You go back to California, there's many lawsuits. This goes back to 2017 when they first started putting them in. People were suing the electric company for the smart meters that were starting their homes on fire. So you need to make, you need to draw the line in the sand and let the people know there that you're not going to put up with it. And if for any reason something happens to your home, you have it notarized, you've already sent it into the county, that you're not going to put up with it. And in the process, you're going to hold them legally accountable if anything were to happen to your home concerning a fire starting on that side of the house. Okay. By the way, it took me that long to get this up for you, and I want you to see this. And I'll play it a couple times so you can see it. Going back to the California fires, friends, look at this. How does one explain this? Is this a natural fire? Is this coming from the trees? Absolutely not. Someone want to go ahead and explain that one to me, friends?
Fuck.
What? Can please somebody explain that? This is all the stuff that always gets out if you just give it a minute concerning what the mainstream media tells you and what eyewitnesses find. Okay? I'll show it one more time. Look what's going on, friends. And they want to tell you that this happened by chance. But wait a second. We're not even close to being done. I got much more coming up concerning these fires, okay? I'm going to go to the next one now. And I want you to see this one. This is also the devastation. This is coming from the mainstream media. It's about a minute long. You explain this, friends. You explain this.
The clouds just cleared, and I can tell you this is the most devastating event that I've seen. I've seen the earthquakes, all the fires here over the last 30 or 40 years, and we've never seen anything like this. This is Pacific
Palisades. Never seen any. Doesn't that sound like the pandemic, friends? Doesn't that sound like the plandemic? Doesn't that sound like doctors were saying across the boards and still are, we never seen anything like this before? Isn't it also interesting how they forecasted all of this in Marvel movies? They wanted you to believe that it was just fictitious. And then when it happens, you're finding energy weapons starting the fires and just completely destroying homes, and yet everything around it is completely untouched. Isn't that what was going on in those Marvel movies back in the early 2000s? Yep, they just wanted you to believe it was fictitious, it was fake. No, folks, that's how they brainwash you. Look at this stuff. This is insane.
The fire went through here, and it just took out thousands of homes all the way down to the shoreline. I mean, to describe it, really, it looks like a war zone. Now, the winds have died down a little bit right now, so they can make some progress. And as I mentioned, the smoke just cleared. This is the first time we're able to get in here and see the destruction.
Hi there. I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think.
Yeah, I'll get to that in just a moment.
The impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, now I'm going to back it up with fact here, talking about how many. I am telling you that a majority of these homes were destroyed by a fire that was started in the house, okay, or something that was attached to the house. There's no question about it. Again, I was talking to my friend this morning, and if I said his name, you'd know who he is. He's a credible guy, and he was telling me the story when he asked me. He goes, do you know who so-and-so is? I guess I said, no, I've never heard of her before. He said she's now making her rounds on national outlets right now, being interviewed, telling the people that she was in Santa Rosa, California, where she lived, and they put smart meters on all of the homes. And she called the county, and she told them to get them smart meters off her home. Well, guess what happened, friends? There was a fire shortly thereafter, and every single one of those homes were destroyed except hers. They're putting them on the smart meters. They're putting them in the things that you have in your home. I'm telling you right now, folks, there's no better way to do it than to get it inside of your house or get it attached to your house somehow to begin to create all of this, okay? Well, Bradley, that's a little out there. No, it's not. You're just not thinking. You still have somehow or another a belief within you that you're being told the truth, regardless of what you say. Romans 1:18. Again, that's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. That's called a hypocrite if you needed a proper definition, okay? In early 2015, electrical surges caused hundreds of smart meters to explode off the walls in Stockton, California. Smart meters radiation is a serious risk to our health. I'm just curious. Why are they doing that all over the United States of America? I'm asking. I mean, folks, just go online. It's not hard to find. Lawsuits claim faulty PG&E smart meters started house on fire. 2017. We've known. Look at all the stories, friends. Look at the lawsuits. Okay? Why is it that people sit back and they say, oh, what happened? It goes back to the closest crisis they created that we can call out. It was the same thing with the said bioweapons, the experimental jabs, as they call them. Oh, we just don't know why all these young people are dying. We don't know why all these young kids are having heart murmurs and heart issues, and they're going to have them for the rest of their life. We don't understand why all these people just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, right after they got the bioweapon, all of a sudden are just falling over dead, and there's these turbo cancers, and we just don't know. Now, do you understand when the Lord says you have eyes, but you don't see? You have ears, but you don't hear? I told this story on Saturday. As a matter of fact, a woman in Canada who took the bioweapon because the government forced those people to do so. Oh, my goodness. Not everybody did it, of course. A majority didn't, but they want you to believe the majority did. But this woman, she takes the shot. 7 minutes later, she's dead on the floor right after she took the shot. And all of the people that were standing in line to get the shot continued forward to get the bioweapon shot as well in the face of her dead body. They were staring at her dead body and they kept walking in and they still got their bioweapon. Where did they get it, folks? Did they get it inside or did they get it outside? They got it in their bodies, didn't they? The Lord told you not to do that. Leviticus 17:11, 19:11, John 19:19, forgive me, and John 10:10. My goodness, people, that's what's happening here. All these lawsuits concerning these smart meters, and the people in California are just doing their best, even with footage now coming from the outside of these energy weapons that are being used to spark these fires. And I just got done showing you a video. Someone claimed it was DARPA, which it probably was, that was being used to start these fires. There's no other reason as to how this could happen if it wasn't intentionally done. Now, I'm going to go over and show you this. You guys have all seen this, right? Why were the water reserves completely dried up? Hey, smart people. Why were the water reserves dried up? Why did the people take notice of this? And alert the other people saying, hey, why do they have these water reserves all dried up? She said she knew about empty reservoir and broken hydrants months before fires. How come she didn't do anything about it? Hey, Americans, how is it, and I've said this before too, how is it that when the government is responsible for a crime, they're impervious? They indemnify themselves. They're never held accountable, nor are they ever wrong, according to what the conspiracy, right? The conspirators in the mainstream media and their useful idiots, when they are accomplices in trying to cover for their crimes, isn't it interesting? They're never held accountable. Never held accountable. Why is that? Because the people know not my judgment, saith the Lord. The people know not my judgment. They know not to keep my commandments and to hold the guilty responsible for their crimes. It all applies to us, but it doesn't apply to the guilty. Oh, you know, that's all she's going to do is she's going to come out and she's going to apologize to those people that lost their lives, the families, and all those that lost their homes. And the people will sit back and they'll rest appeased. They'll rest satisfied. Now, I want to show you something. Here is this, listen to me carefully, this repeat criminal, Gavin Newsom, I just want to make clear that you all understand who I'm talking about. This repeat criminal, Gavin Newsom, who's tolerated by the people in California. I want you to listen carefully during his interview under the CIA plant, Mr. Anderson Cooper, and I want you to look at his face. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. I want you to look at the smirk on his face when he's standing in front of someone's home that is being burnt to the ground.
In the Palisades, it ran out last night in the hydrants. I was talking to the firefighter on this block. Yeah. They left because there was no water in the hydrant here.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. I mean, just when you have a system that is not
what's he smiling about?
Other extraordinarily large-scale fires, whether it be pipe, electricity, or whether it just be the complete overwhelm of the system. I mean, those hydrants are typical for two or three fires, maybe one fire. You have something at this scale. But again, that's going to be determined by the local
authorities. Were saying part.
Isn't that kind of odd that the governor would be standing in front of all of these homes that are burning to the ground? Many people lost their lives, and yet somehow or another, he's got a half smirk on his face. Do you know when I continuously tell you that you're being laughed at by these people? You are. You are. Oh, I'm not done. I got to cover this as well. Gavin Newsom's working with developers to change zoning in burn areas to allow mass apartments. Isn't that exactly what they did in Alina? I'm sorry, in Maui? Yep. Exactly what they did in Maui. Here's another one for you. The People's Voice. Out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. This is a Trojan horse. Developers ILA burn areas for 15-minute city transformation. Guess who's promoting 15-minute cities more than Donald Trump? Nobody. Nobody. Again, here is all of the homes that have been completely destroyed. Right? Pretty odd how that's happening. And it's only happening in certain areas. But here's the good news, folks. Here, I want to show you one more picture, and then I want to show you the good news here. How is this possible? How is it that everything else is green? The vitality within these plants is as bright as it could possibly be. And yet the homes are completely destroyed from the top to the ground. They're called direct energy weapons. It's the same thing they used in Maui. On film, this is not speculative in any sense of the word, friends. But here's the good news, and I'm being way facetious. You know, they got the guys that allegedly started the fires. Just forget about what I just showed you on the film. Just forget about the fact that energy weapons were on film, and they're all over the internet right now showing you what started them. Forget about the fact that I told you in Canada where they were starting the fires, we had videos of the helicopters starting the fires. Forget about the fact that in Maui I showed you the videos of the energy weapons being used that most think is fictitious because they believe Hollywood is just all fake. They don't realize the CIA is a part of the movie-making process to brainwash the brain dead in America, right? Here's the good news. You ready for this? The man was arrested by police with a blowtorch near the Kenneth Fire in West Hills, California. He's been identified as Juan Manuel Sierra Lavea, and he's an illegal alien. Oh, okay. Wait a second. What I see here, this is me. First thing I thought of right now, we got a bunch of patsies. Just forget the energy weapons. Just forget the fact that they want to develop where all of this has been destroyed. Also contemplate this. If it's not the politicians working with the corrupt in the mainstream media trying to create domestic insurrection, how about all of the illegals that these politicians treasonously allured into America? Who's supposed to be held? I'm going to go on here, friends. Just hang on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talk to you in 23 hours. Talk to you in 23 hours. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Gonna finish the point. Okay, folks, I want to finish this because it's important that I do. Who's responsible if this was true, which I believe is not true because of the footage that we have of the energy weapons in the video that I showed you earlier. And what, folks, this is what they do. They come in, they create the problem, just like they did in Maui, and what they do. Then all of a sudden, they sold all that property to developers, right? Forget about all the kids that were ripped off and never to be found again. Forget and do your best to just forget about the politicians and the Mark Zuckerbergs and the billionaires, Oprah Winfrey's and the such, that their houses and the tops of their houses were painted blue and their houses weren't touched by that fire. Just forget all about that. And anybody that dared go and ask questions in Maui, they were kept off by federal agents from the people getting any knowledge of the truth. Just forget about that. Just like in any other crisis that's created, you always know when their hand's in it. Because you see how they use the media to throw 20 different stories out. You see how they use the agencies to try to justify it by keeping them away, the people away from the truth of the matter. You always know what's going on. Folks, when it's a legitimate conspiracy or it's a legitimate crisis, there's none of this. As a matter of fact, I use that very analogy with those that killed the presidents. Everybody knows who killed none other than Lee Harvey Oswald. Everybody does. But let me ask you something. Who killed Lincoln? Everybody knows who killed Lincoln. Who killed McKinley? Nobody knows. Do you understand where I'm going here, friends? Nobody knows who they. Nobody knew who they were because it was a legitimate. It was a legitimate murder, assassination. When there's conspiracy, you see the media get involved and you see all these agencies get involved because they want to stonewall the people from any of the facts. It's nothing new. I want to just get this because I've seen this before, presidents, and I just want to bring up their names. I know who I was thinking about. I was thinking about James Garfield. He was another one. Nobody knows who killed Garfield because the media didn't put it out in your face over and over and over and over and over and over and over again and give you 25. I'm doing live radio. It's interesting. And you never really take the time to know who it is. When it's a conspiracy, you already know who it is because they want you to know who it is. The fact of the matter is when a conspiracy is involved, Jeremiah 11:9, it's not the person that's being blamed for it. And that's why you have to ask yourself the question concerning these illegals. I'm telling you, they're patsies, folks. I don't care if they caught them with a fire gun in hand or a blowtorch in hand or not. They're just convenient patsies. So you get your eyes off of the guilty party. They don't want their fingerprints on anything. Hey, folks, here's the question that you need to answer for yourself because you can always identify who's a part of it. Who profits from this? That's all you have to do is answer that. Who profits from this? Why are we talking about, first of all, showing you a video of Gavin Newsom, a repeat criminal, communist, alluring these illegals into America. He committed the act of treason. Federal law tells us that he is personally responsible for the crimes that the illegals that were allured in by him. He is personally responsible for the crimes that they have committed. Did you know that? They're not worried about it because they know that you're not going to do anything to them about it. Here's another thing I need to add because I thought about it during the last break. You know what? Who's creating the domestic insurrection? Those that are abiding by the law or those that are lawless and those that are tearing against the law? Those that are lying and stealing and killing? Which one are law abiders? Hey, folks, that's all I'm doing here is I am showing you with the use of the Word of God, once again, Luke 12:2, Romans 3:20, and the Constitution to show you who's responsible. And they're doing it again, and they're doing it again, and they're doing it again. I just asked you, who's profiting from this? This is a Trojan horse, developers, ILA burn areas. Well, you know what? It goes back to what a dead fish Rahm Emanuel said, too. He said, we never let a good crisis go to waste. Hey, folks, there's no question that their fingerprints are all over this. Because when you look at the destruction, it makes absolutely no sense to say or contribute a fire alone concerning the destruction that took place. None at all. I mean, some of the people in this country, they've gone so far as to say that the two buildings, when they were allegedly hit by those two airplanes, that was responsible for dropping the two towers. It's an impossibility. When they created those, it was an impossibility. They built it just in case. And by the way, heat goes up, it doesn't go down. Just forget about over 150 firemen and policemen and ear witnesses and eyewitnesses that said that both of those buildings coming down, that was a demolition. Just forget about all those guys. All of those that were there, no, just listen to the media. Look what they did. Look what they did. Look what they did. Let's go attack a nation that's never done anything to us before. And let's steal their oil. And let's use the boys in America to go kill innocent people. Who cares if they live or die? They're just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Just like Henry Kissinger said. He said it. I didn't. Right? And steal their reserve, making $34 billion, Cheney did, and the Bushes did, and everybody else that was involved with that. Just forget about the trillions of dollars that were missing the day before the two planes allegedly hit the building. My goodness, people. My goodness. How many? Then just forget about all the professional doctors that told you they never seen anything like this. Forget about all the professional doctors that were censored illegally and suppressed illegally by big tech companies. Forget about all those guys that were trying to warn you about these shots concerning what Fauci and Donald Trump and Joe Biden and big pharma and the mainstream media and the conservatives of the day were trying to sell you. Forget about the truth. Now, just forget about the truth. That's why America's going into hell. That's why America's becoming a hell right there. Because, hey, folks, it goes back to this simplicity. Machiavelli was destroyed because the people allowed corrupt politicians to do whatever they wanted to do without consequence. Even when you have, you know, I'm thinking of what I'm showing you right here. I'm going back and forth, forgive me. But here you have developers eyeing the LA burn areas for 15-minute city transformations. You have a governor with a smirk on his face standing in front of the homes that are burning down. And the American people still can't see it for what it is. And you know, it's interesting, again, it will be those people in California that will give the government, once again, their representatives, because they are the government, giving them the benefit of the doubt again. And then guess what's going to happen? You strengthen the hands of evil men by not keeping the judgments of God. And so what are you doing? You're breeding, what, more crime? And what you're doing is you're actually advocating for the innocent to fall under attack and to be condemned while the wicked are continuously being justified. P.S. The Lord calls that an abomination. The Lord calls that an abomination. You know what? Here's the other thing, guys. And I'm going to end this soon. If anybody thinks for one moment that this is something you apply for, And I got to tell you, the more I read the prophets, the more I understand how much trouble we're in as a country. And I know that there's people that just think that, you know, I've been hearing this for a long time. No, what you've been hearing in this country, especially if you call yourself a Christian, you've been told for decades in this country that you're going to be raptured from what you are responsible for. Did you hear what I said? You've been told that you're going to be raptured for, and I'm finishing the sentence, for what you are responsible for. I am here to tell you that is not going to happen. 17:15 of John. You're not going anywhere. You're going to be right here, and the Lord put you right here to deal with what needs to be dealt with. That is the reason he puts his church on this earth, that his will may be done. Is it God's will that all of this is taking place? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is the people's rebellion towards him because they refuse to take heed unto his word in dealing with the people that are responsible for assailing the innocent. I told this story some time ago when I was in Michigan. A lady said to me, right in front of everybody, we're having church. And she said to me, why does God allow all these babies to be murdered? Let's add the fire. Let's add the bioweapon. Let's add to all the two towers. Let's add to World War One, World War Two. Let's add to all of the wars for the most part. And ask the question, why does the Lord allow those things? No, the Lord doesn't allow those things. The Lord only allows those things when the people refuse to take heed unto them. And what we're talking about right now is exactly what the Lord would do to a nation. And I want to end it with this. And regardless if you don't like to hear it or not, it would be good for your soul to take heed and to respond accordingly for your own sake. But let it lead you to godly repentance. What does it tell us in Leviticus 26? It says the same thing in Deuteronomy 28 for the most part. What does it say? The first thing the Lord says, 1 to 14 in Leviticus 26, it's the blessings that fall to the people that love him enough to obey him because they see the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We respond to the Lord because of what he's done for us. Okay. But what happens if we refuse to take heed? What does he say? He says in verse 14, Leviticus 26, he said, "But if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all of these commandments, that you may have a long life, that you may live," right? I'm adding that. "This is your wisdom," the Lord says. I'm thinking of Proverbs 7:2, Deuteronomy 4:6. What does he say? "If you shall despise my statutes," if you despise in dealing with corruption in the corrupt individuals that commit the crimes in such a fashion that I prescribe, he said, "If you abhor my judgments and you fail to deal with them according to my statutes, so that you will not do all of my, not suggestions, but his commandments, but that you break my covenant," he said, "this is what I'll do to you. I'll appoint over you terror." This is the Lord. "Consumption, burning og that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it." They're telling you that you're $36 trillion in debt today. Do you know where a lot of these omnibus bills, you know where this money's going? Did you know that federal government and state governments are stealing your money? And they're reallocating that money to go to foreign countries, those that they have sold to you as your enemies? You have to answer this. I can't answer it for you. But that is, in fact, what is happening. The Lord said this. He said, "I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies." Oh, Americans, let me remind you. You haven't seen anything yet. You think things are bad now? Oh, just wait. Just wait. You're being undermined massively right now under the guise of a good man. Okay, "I will set my face against you. You shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you," corrupt politicians, those that are playing Judas on you, they're playing Judas on you, Luke 22:48, friends, because you're doing it to the Lord. America as a whole, you are. And the Bible says, "And you shall flee when none pursueth." You can also find that over in Proverbs 28, verse 1. "And if you will not, for all of this, hearken unto me," if you still don't get the message, "then I will punish you seven times more for your sins," your transgressions, how you have violated my moral law. "And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase." You're seeing chemtrails and what it's doing. It's creating drought. That's found in 28:24 of Deuteronomy. That's all the judgment of God. Somebody says, "Well, Bradley, how is the Lord doing that?" He's using wicked men to do it. The wicked men that you fail to deal with. They're not hiding anymore. This has been in the congressional record for how long? All of what's going on here. Folks, let's just say it for what it is. What you're putting up with, God's laws condemn. Don't sit there and tell me about how this is the end times. If it was the end times, you're bringing it upon yourselves. The Bible says you procured these things unto yourselves. It's your lack of obedience to me that has brought this about you and yourselves. Hey, by the way, this is what prophets speak. They're not telling you peace, peace. They're not calling Donald Trump the son of man. They're not telling you to get with the program. Nope, they're telling you to stand against the program. That's what the Lord said when he said, "Get out from among her." But if you will not do this, he said, I will punish you 7 times more for your sin. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass, and your strength again shall be spent in vain. And to your land and for your land shall not yield the increase. What's happening, friends? Taxes are going up. They're increasing the tax rate. And what are they doing? You're being consumed. All the money that belongs to you, the government is coming in and saying, we need it. And what are they doing with that tax money, by the way? Those that you fail to deal with, what are they doing with that money? They're reallocating it to bureaucracies that they have created and what they have profited from. You know, it's interesting. I'm just going to go with this. It's interesting to me as I'm going through the book of Jeremiah, how many times the Lord told Jeremiah, this is the first thing he told him. He said, go to the church gate. He goes, go tell the people in the court. And also where the king's at. He said, go tell the king that God didn't call for 1 Samuel 8, right? That was a custom of heathens. Go tell that king that's disobeying me, and go tell the priests that are disobeying me. That's who he was sent to. And isn't it interesting? He kept telling them. He was pleading with them. The Lord even asked questions through Jeremiah. What is it that I have done? And the Lord would come back and say, listen, if you can testify against me what it is that I have done as to the reason you've departed from me, then do so. But the people couldn't. And you know what? Because they didn't reform themselves, because they didn't amend their ways, you know what they began to say? Listen carefully to me, friends. You know what he began to say? Now the people are resorting to the fact that we have no hope. What are you hearing in America today? There's no hope. No, it's because you have your eyes fixed on your sin, not on the risen Christ. The people say we have no hope. That's exactly what you're hearing, people, today. And you know what? Men in America today, and their hearts are failing because of the fear of what? The fear of man. Not the fear of God. Not the fear of God. But no matter how many times you despise my law, my people know not judgment. My people would have it so. And isn't it interesting? The Lord, all the way up to chapter 20, kept warning the king and warning the priest. And what did Pashur do to him? The priest had him thrown in the stocks. And isn't it interesting that the Lord gave the word and everything that came up to that point came to pass that Jeremiah warned them of? And then comes King Zedekiah, the disobedient king, the king of Judea, or Judah, forgive me. And isn't it interesting now that all of that which Jeremiah had told them and warned them of concerning the words of the Lord, now they came back to Jeremiah after they started to see it come to pass because King Nebuchadnezzar was starting to take them to task. The people of the Chaldeans, isn't it interesting? All of a sudden, guess who they go back to? They went back to none other than to Jeremiah and said, entreat the Lord for us. And you know what the Lord said at that point, people? He said, nope, they're done. Don't pray for those people anymore. They're done. I'm bringing an evil from the north and they are going to destroy. And then the Lord starts to talk about exactly what he's going to do to the people that had time in his mercy to repent and they failed to repent. He began to tell them and began to pronounce all of the evils that he was going to bring. God is not the creator of evil, friends. He takes the evil of men and he brings it back upon the disobedient. And those that repent for their sin, Exodus 20, for violating his law, those that are found in Christ, they pass judgment because now they have been redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. But guess what? Those redeemed of the Lord that have been washed from their sins in the blood of Jesus Christ, they are the ones that are busy getting out there in the face of a disobedient nation and telling them, this is why this is happening. You have procured this unto yourselves. Hey, Americans, listen to me. Mock me, laugh me, throw me in jail, whatever you want. Mark his words. It's coming. And it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse until the people, and hopefully it's not too late, stand up and actually obey. How do you sit there and justify 1.7% of a people to sit there and tolerate that small portion of criminals in the face of over 343 million people. And what's even worse, friends, is 86% of them proclaim or profess to belong to the Lord. There's no truth in those people in any sense of the word. Common sense comes into play. If somebody breaks the law, if somebody lies, if somebody steals, if somebody murders, you deal with them. Americans, listen. Who have you succumbed to? Who have you bent the knee to? I can tell you. Those that you fear that have brought about a snare. Americans, who have you succumbed to? To your oppressors? And what has procured this? Why has this come onto you? Because, as I've said a million times, because you fail to deal with the lawless. You've been accustomed by the conservatives, which is not at all conservatism, of the day to go ahead and submit and listen to them highlight the crimes of the guilty with no consequence. And how could it be otherwise? Because of those that you are listening to fail to make reference to the law that condemns the crime of those that they continuously promote. Doesn't the Bible say those that forsake the law praise the wicked? Yep. What are they doing? They're praising the wicked by magnifying their lawlessness, not understanding that we are the law and we are to condemn those that those are concerning those that are they're promoting. Again, it's not difficult. The conservatives are promoting lawlessness. They're praising the wicked. Why? Because they do nothing. They do absolutely nothing in the face of what's going on in this country. I wonder what the greatest generation thinks of this new generation. And I'm not talking about the young people that have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Absolutely not. They are innocent in the matter. They are the ones that are taking responsibility and doing what the older generation fails to do. I wonder if all that blood that's been shed for we the people in this country, I wonder if those that shed that blood, I wonder if they would do it again, seeing what it is that their posterity has allowed corruption to do in desecrating their very sacrifice. I wonder. I really wonder. How many times did the American people need to be lied to before they stand up and right the wrongs? Only you can answer that question.